This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When we bumped into this next story a day or so ago, we knew we had to share it with you. There's been a lot of bad news this week, but this is different. This is good news. Great news, in fact. And it's going to make you feel really good about people. Because at first glance, Maisie Kate Miller seems like any other 16-year-old. She goes to Marblehead High, she's full of energy and sometimes angst, and like most 16-year-olds, Facebook is a big part of her reality. But so is bullying. And after a recent bullying incident, Maisie decided to write about it online. And what happened next is pretty remarkable. But before we get to that, we'll let Maisie tell you what happened. This is what she posted on Facebook.
There was an incident today. A girl who has been bothering me all year, saying rude, hurtful things to me, said something that just topped me over, and I'm ready to get this over and done with. Today, she was behind me going up the stairs and commented on my hair that was up in pigtails for a sport, saying to her friend, "Who wears pigtails still? Are we in kindergarten?" I'm asking you all to understand that this has hurt me beyond reason, partially from PMS, and partially because this has been a tough week for me, but mostly because it was wrong.
Now, this is the kind of thing that makes me, I am so glad I am not in high school anymore. Someone was taunting Maisie because she was wearing pigtails in her hair for a day. I mean, come on. But I also remember what it was like being a high schooler. Taunts like that hurt. So I asked Maisie and her mom, Joanne, what happened next.
I was just so shocked and I started crying and I texted my friends. I was like, what should I do about this? They were like, do you want me to say something to her? Do you want me to beat her up? I was like, no, that won't help the problem at all.
So you texted all your friends, and I hear you texted your mom as
well.
What was in the text to your mom?
I said, Mom, I'm crying. There's this girl. She's been saying mean things to me all year, and she just commented on my hair, and I really don't know what to do about it. Could you just give me some advice with this?
So, Joanne, what did you text back?
Well, this was the first I heard about this young woman being unkind to my daughter. And I was actually at work, and I was in the middle of a meeting, and it ruffled my feathers, and I was really upset. But I thought, well, what advice can I give her now? She's got to get through the rest of the day. And I said, Maisie, just don't give this any energy.
I'd say that's pretty good advice. But Maisie, well, once I met her, I understood why she just could not let it go. She's vivacious, radiant, and radiating energy. She's just a really, really hopeful teenager. So Maisie took action. She went to Facebook, but she didn't just rant. Here's the rest of that status update.
This was the last straw for me. I know pigtails are ridiculous looking and often don't look the best on 15 and 16-year-olds, but please, if you could help my cause and so many other girls who have had hurtful things said to them, wear pigtails tomorrow. If you can't or won't, please tell others about my experience and ask them to please wear pigtails. Thank you so much for reading and sharing.
And so you sort of put out this call for people to wear pigtails.
Yes.
As a demonstration of anti-bullying.
Right.
Who showed up with pigtails at school?
Oh my gosh, everyone. I was sitting in front of the entranceway and I was crying because there was just so many people. People I didn't know, people I'd always looked up to, the most popular seniors, the most popular juniors. And I knew that a lot of them weren't just wearing them for me, but because everyone's had hurtful things said to them. All the girls understood. Even boys came in wearing them. Adults came in wearing them.
The Washington Post says that a teacher and even a dog.
Yes, even a dog.
Had pigtails.
Yes. Yeah, so funny.
The first thing that struck my mind when I heard about this is like, wouldn't a lot of people say, whoa, actually Facebook is the totally wrong place for you to talk about this at all because so much bullying does happen on Facebook.
Right, but I think it's a good tool. You know, if they're going to use it to bully, why don't I use it to, you know, send a message of support for other people and kind of get support for myself with the bullying incident, because it's like social media. You should use it not only against people, but to your advantage.
And Meghna, I think social media is the voice for especially teenagers. I think they use it so powerfully as their voice, and to use it positively as their voice. I just think it's a great utility for it.
And when you found out that there was this actual ripple effect beyond social media and into the school, what did that make you think, Joanne?
Maisie called me again. I was at work and said that she was getting this response from her classmates. And I was stunned and I was awed because we live in a really close-knit mm-hmm. community. We're very fortunate to live there and have so many friends and find out that our community is greater than just the friends and people that we know.
Did you ever worry that inadvertently this might have led to sort of the young woman who had started all this feeling that she was being bullied?
Well, yeah, actually, that evening I had gone to bed and Maisie and her friend Wesley were, you know, fielding all of these responses on their Facebook. And it occurred to me this young woman probably said something that she regrets. So I ran downstairs and just reminded them. We all say things we regret. So just make sure you're really careful because you can't harm someone else, you know, through this response that you're getting.
Did you worry about that, Maisie?
Yeah, I did. And actually, when my mom pointed that out to me, I really started to just really think about that. And I put myself in her shoes, you know. People were saying, like, do you want me to beat her up and stuff like that? And I was like, no, that is not what this is about. And so I actually posted a status about it, not really knowing what people would say. And I got a lot of response about it. And I actually...
Yeah, read that status, please.
So I said, thank you to everyone who has supported me tonight and tomorrow. But I'd like to remind people this is a protest against bullying and not my particular situation, nor the person who did it to me. The last thing I ask for is for people to make the person who started this be bullied. That would be backwards and therefore against the movement.
So, and people got the message?
Yes, they did. I think it really got through, and I don't think she was bothered that much that day.
Have you talked to her since then?
I've tried to contact her. She hasn't really responded, but she has sent, like, her friends have come up to me and kind of, like, apologized for her, and kind of told me that she's been going through a lot of rough stuff lately, giving an explanation towards her behavior.
And so what does that make you think?
I kind of have empathy for her because, you know, when everyone's going through rough times, you are a very angry, angry person, and you may take it out on other people. Some people choose not to, and some people choose that that's the only way they can, you know, let go of their emotions. And I think that it definitely impacted me when people told me she's been going through a rough time because I know what it feels like to, you know, be an angry person.
When you say that you know what it feels like to be an angry person, what do you mean?
Well, when I was 6, my father died. He died from brain tumor, and it was really hard for me. I did not know how to deal with it, you know, at such a young age. It was really difficult for me to not understand why I was the only girl in my class who didn't have their dad. So I was definitely angry, but I wouldn't take it out on other people, but I definitely saw, like, the want to. I felt the want to, you know, make people feel bad for me or make people feel like they owed me something or, you know, make other people feel the pain that I was feeling. And I definitely have empathy for her because what she's been going through sounds very difficult. And I hope that the message that people are receiving is not to be mean to her, but to be loving towards her because that's what she needs right now. She needs love.
Joanne, hearing this, you have to be beaming with
I'm pride beaming
as much as the sun shines in the daylight.
Yeah, she's a really terrific kid. Maisie, she's just got a really big heart and a lot of warmth, and she's sincerely, genuinely compassionate and
caring. I have to say, hearing you talk about your dad, it made me feel a lot inside because to hear that losing him and the unfairness of that, the unfairness of losing a parent when you're so young has actually given you the power to deal with unfairness now with mm-hmm. such empathy is, like, so amazing to me.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, through sadness, there is definitely something you can learn from that. And just knowing that he's watching down on this and probably, I hope he's proud, you know, of what's been going on.
I think you could bet.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident about that too. Do you think the environment at the school at Marblehead High has changed beyond just that one day?
Definitely. It definitely has. People are smiling more, I think. I just feel like, even for just myself, I feel so much love and like so many people feel like it wasn't just me standing up for myself, it was me standing up for them and them standing up for me. And there's just been a lot of solidarity and unity with different groups of friends, different groups of people, just all coming together. And it was just really, really amazing.
Maisie, I guess my last question for you is, you seem to have this natural ability and affinity to choose to do the right thing.
Right.
What would you tell your friends and your classmates about, like, next time, here's how you find the strength to do the right thing?
Well, I think something you always just need to keep in mind is that, you know, everyone is human. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone, you know, has those times where they just can't really be the best that they are. And everyone needs love and compassion and support. And when you're not receiving that, you should say, no, this is not okay. This needs to stop. And when you do get like an outpouring of love, you just need to carry that with you and keep that part of your, you know, marinate in it. Marinate in that happiness and that love.
Marinate in love.
Words to live by.
That is going to be our motto for Radio Boston today. Maisie Kate Miller, such an honor and pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Joanne Miller, whatever you've done to help Maisie turn into the young woman she has, write it down, put it in a book, because you're doing something great here. Thank you so much for coming in, too.
Thank you so much, Magna.
Well, listeners, what do you think about Maisie Kate Miller's story? Do you think social media is a good tool or can be even a better tool to fight back against bullying? We'd love to hear what you think, so send us a comment at radioboston.org. And stick with us, because coming up, we'll talk about outrage in American politics. Has it become an industry? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.